I'm so ready.
You're welcome to the Nightly Strange.
Welcome to the Nightly Strange, ladies and gentlemen. We are your hosts, D Mac Uno.
And I'm Kay Stanley.
And welcome to another exciting episode
of the Nightly Strange.
Yes, 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 yes. One Nightly Strange. How you doing?
Oh, like I was saying, I'm so glad just to be feeling better. I caught the yuck that seemed to be making its way just all across the country, all across the area. And I'm just really mad because I thought I had just made it through the season, but I'm happy to be healthy and feeling good again.
Yeah, I talked to somebody about that today and I was like, look, I'd rather catch the cold in like November, December than to get it now. Because now it's like it's done went through everybody and you're like at the ass end of it, like a person that got 8 kids, but he's lying about it.
Oh my God. That is not how I felt about it, but I guess that's one way.
Just yeah,
you're the last one.
And it just keeps coming back around. It's like I know somebody. They're like, yeah, I was just sick like 2 weeks ago, and now I'm sick again. And I'm like, oh, you kids are going to the daycare and catching the new one. And it's just, ugh. Did you catch COVID or you just have the flu?
No, actually, the first time, honestly, I just called what I call a chill, because I felt like I was just out in the elements and I was just cold. And then all of a sudden my nose is running and then the congestion started. And then from there, I just couldn't get warm. So then it took me a few days to kind of get warm. Didn't really have a fever. It wasn't COVID. I tested, but I think I just got sick, you know, from just being out without a jacket and stuff. And then the second time, I don't know what the hell happened, but I ate something and that just, I don't think it was the norovirus because I wasn't running a fever, but oh. That was awful. I was like laying on the bathroom floor and just like, is this where I meet my end?
That's how it feels when you be sick. You like, that's how it was when I was COVID. I was like, fuck, am I dying? Like, is this how it's gonna be? Then I recovered. Like, I remember I'd wake up in a bed full of sweat and then roll over and sweat on that side and roll back over. It was like a water bed, but it wasn't enjoyable.
Mm.
It was hard.
But you know, I've done the sweaty thing and that's not really fun. Wait, okay, so then you roll out of it and then you come back to try to roll out of the current sweat and the other side's still damp.
Yeah, so now you're on the edge of the bed just shaking. Like, this ain't how life's supposed to be. Can't even watch TV properly.
Oh, it's horrible.
So we got Mike Tyson and Jake Paul fighting July 20th.
Yeah.
On Netflix. Netflix about to raise the brick price of the brick going up.
Oh, again, with Netflix. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I had to kind of do a little bit of research on this to figure out why this would even happen. Because from what I could tell,
money.
There's my either way. At my end conclusion was this is a win-win for Jake Paul. You know, regardless, I think of how this goes. I think this is a win for him. Mike Tyson, I think he's just. I think either way, he'll walk away also as a winner.
Money. I mean, for Jake Paul, it's going to be like this. If he wins, he'll be like, okay, you beat up a 57-year-old Mike Tyson.
Yes.
If he was in his prime, you would have been able to whoop him. But if he loses, everyone's going to be happy because I'm going to watch it. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
I hope Mike Tyson knocks him the fuck out.
Yo, I saw some training video of Tyson. And to me, Jake Paul is definitely quick. You know, he appears quick, but Mike Tyson seems like he's a force, you know. Yeah. Whenever he starts going, it seems like it's a lot of power, and he's pushing people back. I just wonder if Jake Paul can
take those blows. Yeah, like I mean, I get nervous watching Mike Tyson walk up to people because he's just like, ding 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 ding, lights them up. You know, when he fought Roy Jones, Roy Jones was like, yo, no headshots, no headshots. It was all body shots, and then Roy Jones, he was hurting. He was hurting after that fight. And so, I mean, Jake Paul, he's a boxer, but he's not that good. So, I mean, like, going against a 57-year-old Mike Tyson, it's different. If he's going against, like, a 40-year-old Mike Tyson, nah, he'd get murdered. But, I mean, we'll see. I don't want to give it up. I don't want to say, oh, Mike Tyson's too old to fight. Because he is. But,
I mean, here's the thing. Again, there's a 30-year age gap. So, again, if we were talking, like, 27-year-old Tyson versus 27-year-old Jake Paul, that seems a little bit more apples to apples. But now, we are going off of what we remember of Mike Tyson, you know, what he was. And not saying that, you know, I wouldn't want, you know, my spouse or anyone I care about to get hit by Mike Tyson. But I'm just saying there's a difference between Jake Paul's just getting started. Yes, he's winning. Even Mike Tyson, that's why I was surprised. He said, you know, Jake Paul is skilled enough to have a fight with him because he's beating people that he should not be beating. And I guess that was a reference to maybe some of the UFC people, maybe that.
But he's fighting UFC fighters. Like, if he was to get into a ring, I'll say this: Jake Paul, he can box, and most people can. But if he gets into a ring with a boxer his age, a trained boxer, he would just get beat up. That's why he hasn't really fought a real boxer. You know, Mike Tyson, he fought Floyd Mayweather, I guess, or one of them did. But Floyd was just in it for the money, because Floyd's not a knockout artist. He does it for the points. Right. But it's going to be interesting to see. I know the whole world is going to watch it. I mean, America is, and probably the world. I know I am. And I think Netflix was like, yo, we're going to set up the fight, right? But first, we got to make sure nobody can share their accounts. It's going down.
I could see like a lockdown of account.
They're doing that now. Like, they make it so you can't share your Netflix account unless you're on the same router. You can't do it with Hulu, and you can't do it with Disney.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, because my family been hitting me up, and every time I kept coming to log into something or turn it on, I had to keep logging in. Like, I had Hulu. I paid for Hulu for 2 months and didn't log in because it was so annoying to log in. So I had to tell the family it's over.
Yeah, some of it does get annoying. And then it's all of a sudden you're all logged in, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, you need to log in all over again. And you're just like, you know what?
Yeah, what are y'all doing?
Exactly. What are y'all doing?
And because of the Super Bowl, everybody was like, I got Paramount now. I'm like, I bet you too.
Yeah, which is sucking because Yellowstone's not even on right now.
Yeah, they only got like 3 episodes and they still haven't released them because the show's over.
Oh, yeah. It's they had magic when they had magic.
Yeah, they did. It was a great show. It was a great show. So I was seeing this thing about squatting trucks and how they're illegal now in Florida and some other states. Because like some guys, so a squatting truck is basically when they take, instead of jacking the whole truck up, they just jack up the front of the truck. So the back is all the way on the ground. You know what I'm saying? And the front is just jacked all the way up. And they'd be driving these squatted trucks around. And like, they got banned because somebody got killed by one. Because you can't really see out the front.
Like, I would imagine not.
Kind of just cruising,
vertical sort of astronaut takeoff position.
I mean, it looks goofy and ugly to me. But I guess it's like a big thing in like Florida and others, like North Carolina and other states. I just thought it was interesting because I was watching this dude. He's like, look at my squatted truck. And he's driving around, and like, you can't pull nothing with your truck because it's squatted. Doesn't have the strength to pull anything. Mm-hmm. You can't get off. It's like, you basically make your truck useless.
Yeah, I mean that's not what I would want to do to, you know, my truck, but.
Me either. I just want to pay it off.
Yeah, right. Mostly that, right? And just be like, yeah, leave me alone. Oh my goodness. Bring these interest rates down.
Yeah, something. I mean, something's got to give. People are like, oh, when is everything going to go back down? I'm like, when has it ever gone back down?
It doesn't. It doesn't. And so I haven't gone out. I've been meaning to kind of suss because apparently, you know, people are trying to take a stand with the whole Kellogg's thing. Boycotting that, and I'm curious to kind of, you know, go mosey the stores to see if people meant it, or maybe if that's just in certain areas.
I messed up and bought a whole thing of Frosted Flakes the other week. I forgot about the Kellogg. Didn't it have like chemicals in it that caused cancer?
Well, they were boycotting all the Kellogg's products just because of the fact that of the 28% price increase that's been happening. And then the CEO also came out, or 28 increase in like profits or something like that. And then the CEO came out and said, you know, if you're struggling with money, you know, putting food on the table, cereal for dinner.
He's like, eat a poor man's dinner, huh?
And well, I just figured like, you know, no, that's not. I mean,
as a grown up, I eat cereal. Like, I bought me a box of Golden Grahams yesterday. And I had a bowl, no, 2 days ago. I had a bowl 2 days ago, and I realized, like, it is the sugar that's killing me. But I had a bowl today because I love Golden Grahams. But, I mean, I'm tired of these rich people. Like, what's going to happen when, you know, what's going to happen when we go after them? You can buy all the security you want, but if we can threaten the security's family, who's going to protect these rich people? Because, I mean, something has to give. The rent's high. Car prices are high. Everything is mad expensive. Mm-hmm. Mad expensive for no reason. And so
we are the many.
Yeah, we are.
I've seen a lot more videos, you know, when it comes to this topic, they're saying, don't forget, we are the many. Someone referenced a video, I think it was like Bug's Life. And it said, you know, why are we doing this to them? And the grasshopper's like, because we can. And we can't let them know that they outnumber us because that'll upset the order.
Yeah.
And so I'm just, and that's real life. And in a nutshell, in this kid movie.
It is real. I remember that quote too, and it was true, you know. And it's just like something's gonna have to give pretty soon. That's all it is. Either that, or you're gonna have anarchy. Like, McDonald's is getting pressed because I know on the East Coast their McDonald's meals were like $20. Mm. Somebody's finally going after five guys. They were like, yo, for one person, it's $24. I'm like, yeah, bro, I went with my at my ex to Five Guys. I couldn't, and she paid. I couldn't even enjoy the meal because it was so expensive.
Mm.
It didn't even taste good. I was like, this ain't even that good.
No, I mean, it's all, yeah, it's all right. But I mean, no, don't speak to them. But yeah, it is getting hella, it is. And then Wendy's is doing their whole, well, supposedly, we'll see if they roll it out. Actually, if it's, I don't know, if, I don't think it's live where it's going to be, the rate of the menu is going to fluctuate.
Oh, I saw that.
How busy it is.
Yeah, fuck that shit. I'm out.
I know.
That's ridiculous. Like, oh, I just wanted some nuggets. Well, now they're going to cost you extra because the line's long. First of all, they time the people in the drive through. I remember I stopped going to Wendy's because I ordered my food and they'd have it out the window before I got to like pull away from the speaker. And that scares me. Like, I'm like, the fuck?
They don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I don't want my food that quick.
Yeah.
We know
yeah.
what you want, you fat ass. Take it.
Exactly. Frosties and fries.
Frosties, fries, mix of spicy and regular nuggets, you little bitch. Here's two barbecue sauces. We know you want them, D-Mac.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. But now they had that, see what they were getting to me was that $5 biggie bag. And so I just loved to let me get a burger, some fries, a couple nuggets.
And then they got a Wendy's down the street. You know, it's crazy. I went to Chipotle last night. I was like, I just want some chips and queso. And I, you know, I was like, well, let me get a different meal too. So I started ordering my meal and I get to the end. I'm like, yo, can I get chips and queso? And the guy looks at me. He's like, we don't have chips. We don't have queso. And we don't have anything to wrap the burritos with. And I said, bro, your day must have been hell. He said, you don't even know. I was like, and I'm looking at the food. I'm like, bro, they're going to charge you if I don't want that. I'm like, all I wanted was chips and queso. Like, I don't even want the food here. Like, what do I say? Chipotle is American Mexican food, and it's not that good.
Yeah,
I don't care what nobody says. They ain't got no flavor in that shit. I just go there for I legit just go there to grab extra vinaigrettes.
Because
their vinaigrettes be slapping.
Okay, I don't think I've had that. I was gonna say I think I've been there, but actually the one I was thinking of is Qdoba.
Qdoba, yes. I've seen that before, and then also like what's the name? Chipotle don't monitor their napkins and forks. So I steal all the forks, all the napkins, and all the spoons.
Ooh, okay. Well, you know what? You never know when you're going to need some utensils.
Damn right. That's my new thing. I'm stealing napkins, like hella napkins from places.
Someone's like, do you want to share this ice cream? And I was like, I got my own spoon. Yes.
Yeah, no, I just because I have spoons and forks, like extra ones. If you're going to not monitor me when I go there, I'm stealing.
You're stocking up.
Yeah, that's my new thing. Because before I was stealing free signs from people's yards. And now I'm, you know, people put some stuff on the road and they'd be like, free. And I take the sign because the sign's free. Yeah, I was going to like put it up in my garage and like have somebody like, who keeps stealing all the signs? And I'd be in there like, yeah, that's me, bitch. I got all the free signs. But now it's like,
you catch you on videotape like they caught that superintendent.
Yeah, lucky I don't eat a fucking Taco Bell. I'd steal all that sauce too. Don't leave it out there for me to grab. I'm a thief. I paid for my food and I might need all this sauce. I'm stealing. I remember one time I went to Taco Bell. I walked in one door, looked at the guy, pocketed a whole bunch of sauce, and just walked right out the other door.
You know, that's probably why Jack in the Box doesn't do that. Because if they did that, I would actually probably pocket a lot of their buttermilk ranch. I feel like they've got the best ranch.
Oh, no. See, Jack in the Box, people go through there and they'd be like, let me get four tacos and 50 ranches.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not getting tacos, but I'll be like, let me get some curly fries and like 50 ranches.
Yeah, now they charge you because people be ridiculous. Why won't you give me the 50 ranches? Sir, you don't even have enough food to get the 50 ranches.
Don't worry about it. I'm like, here, take my $3. Give me my $3.
Yeah, for real. I ain't Jack in the Box in so long. I ain't been that drunk. Like,
yeah, you know, honestly, because that used to be a spot. I don't even know if people.
Jack in the Box, they used to have 99 cent jumbo jacks. Now they're $5.
Oh, that's right. And then they have that $1.29 big cheeseburger if you really wanted to ball out.
Shoot, the 99 cent tacos. Oh, man, Jack in the Box used to be the spot. But now they got so much competition down there. They got a Wendy's, a Chipotle, a Mod Pizza. They got Grocery Outlet. And it's crazy. Like, you come out the gym and you're just haunted by fast food.
That is. You know what? That is very interesting. Place all of those things. But you know what, though? In that gym back in the day, I don't know if they still did this, but they used to have like a bowl of candy.
They do,
like,
to a bowl of Tootsie Rolls.
Still there?
Right there. I'm just like, why y'all got this candy right here? So just throw people off? They're like, yeah. I'm like, give me a handful. And then you got to go in there to cancel. So you know if you're going down to the gym, you might as well suit up and never... Like, I paid them for 3 months and didn't show up. I'm like, they're just getting my money.
Oh.
Just getting my money. So what's this thing? I didn't understand this one thing that you sent.
Which about one was it?
The BEI.
Oh, DE&I. Okay, so that's the North Face. So I was hearing a lot of hoopla where people were just like, oh, I can't believe they're doing this. But basically what the North Face did is they said that if you took this 1 hour, basically it could take you like 45 minutes to an hour, DE&I course, you could get a 20% off coupon. And what it wanted to do was help shine a light on how people of color view, you know, the outdoors, and how they don't necessarily feel as welcome into the outdoors as maybe those who are of European or, you know, who are white, you know what I'm saying? So I just thought it was interesting. So full disclaimer before everyone goes out there and did this is strictly in the UK for the discount. So it's not even here in America. So one, of course, I'm just like, why do we even care? Because we don't even qualify for the discount. So there's that. But then I also like, again, if why, you know, when do you feel if you wanted to hike, would you feel comfortable, you know, just hiking, or would you think that you'd go out and would you feel othered?
I always crack a joke that if I go hiking, I have to carry a gun because it'll be my luck that I ate a bag of barbecue chips and a cougar pops out. I think black folks don't like to camp because we're so close to being homeless anyways. No one wants to play homeless. And then also it's like when you go hiking as black folks, it kind of feels like you're running to Canada. So maybe, I don't know, maybe we just have trauma. That's why black people don't like to swim, you know, go in the woods, do stuff like that. But I mean, I camp. I've camped before. I took my kids camping a couple years ago. I used to camp all the time with my homies when we were teenagers. But like when I go camping with my mom, her idea was camping was like to go to Ocean Shores and rent a house. And then we look out the ocean, outside the window while we're sitting there watching TV. Like, yep, this is the life.
Yes. Oh, that sounds wonderful, actually.
Yeah, I mean, black people camp. It's just not a big thing for us. Like I said, no one wants to play homeless. That's not a thing for us.
Okay, well, let's just say it's glamping. But here's also the thing. Because when we look at like REI, you know, when I think of that, is it just a lot of it has to do with imagery, you know, the images that we see, you know, I don't know. I just found that kind of interesting. And then I think outside of us, right, where we live, but do other people have access to trails and stuff like that where they could go and do those things?
Well, I don't know. Like we live here in Washington State. So, I mean, like you could drive 5 minutes and find a big old trail to walk. Or a waterfall or something, you know, like if you don't live in like a metropolitan area, like Seattle or something like that. But I mean, some people just don't have access to that. I mean, I don't think if I lived in Detroit, I'd go smuggling through the woods, you know, like that doesn't seem fun. Like they have rabid dogs running the streets there. But I mean, like, I guess it all depends. Like there's black folks out here that go camping, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it was really kind of interesting. And again, this might be why this is a UK you know, initiative that North Face was doing. Maybe they're the ones who are having that, where us, maybe it's not about access. Because again, as far as I know, I do know, you know, black people who like to hike, who camp, and
it's kind of weird how they just clump us up together like we're ants. Like if one black person does it, all of them do it. You know, it's kind of weird. I mean, like
collective.
Yeah, I mean, like if we did that shit to white people, we'd all be like scared of them because they rape children. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. Fuck it. Nah, I said it. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying if we all did that, it, you know, so it's weird how they clump everybody together. Like, oh, the black community, you set us back 400 years. I'm like, who said who back 400 years, motherfucker? I eat tacos, bro, and have a good job. Like, what are we talking about here? I'm a black man that has custody of his kids for years. I am not your minority, all right?
And those are excellent points. And just to further drive that point home, so well said there, just about not everyone's one and the same, but they do like to sort of lump us all together into one hive think type thing.
Yeah, don't put me together with them niggas.
Good. Okay, so speaking of being put together, you wanted to talk about, or you brought to our attention the man who held the transgender woman hostage. Held her hostage.
Yes, the Florida man allegedly held a woman for $200 ransom in a motel after learning she was transgender. He told the victim's friend he felt disrespected and expressed concerns that a sexual encounter with a trans woman would violate his beliefs as a black Hebrew Israelite. So they said both were, first of all, the lady said he was with it until the drugs wore off. And then he said that, look, he was just asking for $20 to get an Uber to get out of there.
Right.
You know, and like a lot of people are like, well, you should tell people that stuff before you get sexual. And you should. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the same thing. Like if you have AIDS or something like that, you should tell somebody before you have sex with them. And if you're transgender, you should tell somebody. I mean, not everybody's going to be down for your cause. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I could see wanting to know. And I
would.
I could see wanting to know, and I could see why. I could also see, well, if I identify as a woman, you think I'm a woman, we've done the thing, I've already done, you know, sucked you off and licked your balls at this point, what does it matter? You know, because
it's a man. I mean, that's exactly how he feels.
But I could see how you would just want to know, because it's still the perception. So, you know, it's...
And I mean, like, for anybody, hey, I don't care what you do with your body or how you live your life.
But we shouldn't be holding people hostage.
Yeah, you shouldn't be holding people hostage, and you should be totally honest with people before you have sexual encounters with them.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Some people just saying, I mean, you might be lonely. It might be hard for you to find singles in your community. But, I mean, you got to look, and you can't just lie to people. You can't deceive people. It wasn't lying. You can't deceive people.
Yes.
And I
withhold information.
Yes.
Critical information, rather. And however, it just does seem a little bit like he got afraid that, oh, what have I done? Because you're talking about religion now, but you were getting high in a motel with some rando, you know, so... I just feel like we can't talk about, oh, well, now it just completely dishonors my religion. You were already engaged in things that were, quote, you know, your body is no longer your temple. And...
Well, I mean, he's not devout. You ain't got to be devout. You know, people.
You don't get to pick and choose.
My mom says it perfectly. She's like, look, people in church need to be in church. There's a reason they got to go. Yeah. You know? I'm like, well, damn, that means I don't have to go no more. So,
yeah.
But I mean, like, yeah, just be honest with people. I know it sucks, but I mean, I'm honest with women. They may not like it, and a lot of them don't, but they still fuck me. So I'm just saying, as long as you're honest with people and you're just honest from the get and you tell them, some people are going to accept you, some people aren't. But like, yeah. I say, I don't care what you do. I mean, love who you love, be who you want to be with, but be honest about yourself. Be honest about your intentions. Be honest about who you are. I've met women that just lie about who they are because they know as soon as I figure out who they are, I won't want nothing to do with them anymore. And the charade can only last so long, and it surely only lasts so long. And then I'm just like, nah, I can't do it with you no more. You know?
Well, yeah, because again, you know, you don't really know that person. They're cosplaying as something else, you know?
Yeah.
And again, as the human mind works, again, we want to be liked as human species, our particular, you know, species. We want to be liked. We want to be in groups and stuff. So maybe that has to deal with they're dealing with their own sort of trauma. Like they're so afraid of rejection.
Yeah.
So they put something else on that they think will be accepted just to try to earn your love rather than show you the real them.
Well, yeah, for a lot of people, it's hard to find love. It's hard to, some people don't know how to talk with others. Some people don't know how to approach people. I was leaving Chipotle yesterday and this girl was hawking me. And I was like, I was like, I could have pulled her easy. But I'm too busy upset about my fucking chips and queso and all these forks and knives I just stole and shit. So I'm trying to like scurry out this parking lot. But
yes.
You know, it's just, yeah, you can find love. You may not find it here in the city, in your city or whatever, but I mean, it doesn't say he knew. He just felt disrespected, which I mean, there's trans people that have been killed for stuff like that.
And that's what I'm saying. So again, it's very delicate. I do think that what you're saying as far as being upfront, yeah, absolutely. But in this particular instance, to all of a sudden throw your religion out there where you're already not treating your body like a temple, you're already engaging in fornication, I can't take you seriously.
He's like, now, I just want to smoke meth and get my dick sucked. God damn.
Exactly.
But not by a man.
I'm just like, it was like the same people who were like, oh, I don't want to take the COVID
vaccine.
The COVID freaking vaccine, but I'm also, you know, smoking cigarettes, going to McDonald's, going to Taco Bell, and all, you know, all of the bad stuff that we know that we could be doing better at. So I don't know. I just.
Yeah, but all that stuff's delicious. Like the COVID shot, you gotta get that and still wonder if you're gonna catch it. You know, at least I'm gonna eat a cheeseburger. No, I ain't gonna poop it out for the next 6 years. So
hilarious. Yo, McDonald's Sprite though, they're otherworldly. Oh my god.
Yeah, I just need to get one of the boxes. Well, this has been a wonderful episode, Kay Stanley. Shout out to Kilo Keys and Rozzy. They cannot be here. People have business and lives. And I appreciate you being here. You got any shout outs you wanna send to anybody?
Shout out to them, you know, miss you guys. Hopefully we can all connect soon. Shout out to the fans, the listeners. Shout out to you, D-Mac, for all your adventures and things that you got going on. I salute you and
always
wish you the best with all of those ventures.
Thank you. I'd like to thank the fans also, everybody listening. If you have free time on April 6th, come see me down at the Dugout at 8 o'clock. I'm going to do my first official stand-up comedy bit. I got 5 minutes, so I'm going to try to speed through it really quick, but I will be ready. You can come down or not. I don't really care. It's not like a rap show. I don't care if you show up or not. There's going to be other people laughing. So whatever. But once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is Nightly Strange. I am D-Mac Uno, K. Stanley in the building. We will see y'all next week.
You're welcome to Nightly Strange.
Thanks, bye.